St. Luke chapter 16. I'd like to minister to you. I just want you to stretch your hands toward heaven right now. Ask God to help us. Father, we thank you for your love, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your sweet spirit and this service in this sanctuary. God, we felt it at the opening prayer that heaven was coming close to us. Oh, God, we praise you, God. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, help us. Give us clarity of thought and clarity of speech. Let us say tonight, God, exactly what the Holy Ghost would have me to say. Nothing more, nothing else, and nothing else. In Christ's name we pray, and everyone says, Amen. Luke 16, St. Luke's Gospel 16, verse 19. The Bible said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger and water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. I got that word circled in my Bible. It's fixed. You can never get out of hell. You can never get into hell to rescue somebody. And you can never get out. Between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Oh God. I want to preach to you tonight on the red light of hell. The red light of hell. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, and to the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into hot into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, and to the fire that shall never be quenched. For the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Matthew 25 verse 41 says, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And thee shall go away into everlasting punishment. I want to preach to you tonight about hell. I believe in a literal place called hell. Is there a hell? Is there a literal place called hell? The mention of hell elicits many different reactions. Some people react, amen, with concern and are moved to share Jesus with others when they hear messages about hell. Amen. Others react with fear when they hear a message on hell and come to Jesus seeking salvation for their souls. That was my case. Over 22 years ago, 17-year-old boy, I got saved 99%, Brother Corey, because I did not want to go to hell. Amen. I was afraid of going to that place called hell. I am not saved now because I am afraid to go to hell, but because I fell in love with Jesus. Amen. And I serve Him, not because I'm afraid to go to hell, but because my heart is in love with the Master. Amen. Still others react with hate and revulsion and say that it is not a proper topic for conversation. Some would even seek to deny the existence of hell. But God said in His Word in Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Amen. Even Jesus, my friend, declares hell to be a very real place. There is 162 references in the New Testament alone about hell, and 70 of them come from the lips of Jesus Christ Himself. When people attempt to deny the doctrine of hell, there are usually three basic, amen, approaches that they use. They use rationalism, they use ridicule, and they use religion. Rationalism says there is no God, therefore there can be no hell. Charles Darwin said, this is a damnable doctrine. I want to tell you, I believe what the Bible said in Romans 3:4. The Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. Is there a hell? Is there a hell? Praise God. Ridicule says, there may be a God, but it is a silly to speculate about millions of disembodied spirits frying somewheres in a lake of fire. Robert Ingersoll said the ideal of hell was born of revenge and brutality on the one side and cowardice on the other. He said, I have no respect for any man who preaches the doctrine of hell. He said, I dislike the doctrine of hell. I hate the doctrine of hell. I despise the doctrine of hell. I defy the doctrine of hell. But the Bible says, let God be true, Brother Kevin, and every man a liar. There is a place, my friend, that is called hell. Hallelujah. Religion says there is a God. But He is a God of love. And therefore He would not and could not send anyone to hell. This is the position of the cults and of liberalism. Christian Science says hell is an error of the mortal mind. Jehovah Witnesses say the wicked will be annihilated. Mormonism says all will eventually be saved and not suffer eternal punishment. Seventh-day Adventists say that God will someday blot out all sin and sinners and establish a clean universe once again. Many will try to use religion as a soapbox to preach that hell is a myth. I want to tell you, my friend, the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. Is there a hell? Oh, I said, is there a hell? Help me preach here tonight. Can we lift our hands right here and lift up the name of Christ? Is there a hell? Oh, God, help me to preach tonight, Lord. I feel like, God, You've burdened my soul. Oh, I want to preach to You tonight on the red light of hell. Amen. I began to study hell intensely just a few weeks ago about this message right here. I found out that the word hell itself is mentioned 54 times in the Bible, 31 times in the Old Testament, and 23 times in the New Testament. Matter of fact, I got on the computer there with a Bible program that I had, and I wrote down, copied down all 54 verses that's from Genesis to Revelation that has the word hell in the verse. And when I did that, there was something to my amazement when I began to place it on notebook paper and I began to read each verse about hell. I seen something that I had never seen before, amen, about this place called hell. Amen. I had noticed it at times, but I didn't realize there was a common denominator with this word, amen, called hell, this place called hell. 13 times out of the 54 times that the Bible mentions the word hell is the word down. Amen. Down, down, down. Matter of fact, twice the Bible talks about the lowest hell in Deuteronomy 32 verse 22 and Psalms 86 verse 13. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32 verse 22, for fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell. Hallelujah. Job 11 verse 8 said, it is as high as heaven. What canst thou do deeper than hell? Hallelujah. Psalms 55 verse 15 says, let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell. Psalms 86 verse 13, the Bible said, for great is thy mercy toward me and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Help me, Holy Ghost. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 5. The Bible said her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Proverbs 7 verse 27 said her house is the way, amen, down to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. Is there a hell? I said, is there a place called hell? Do we believe tonight in a little burning place that's called hell? I heard Billy Graham specifically say that he did not believe that there were literal flames in hell. But I read to you at the beginning of this message three times where Jesus said, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. I want to tell you, friend, there is a place called hell. Amen. One thing I found out is that Jesus, amen, in the four Gospels, amen, the word hell is mentioned 15 times, and every single time it is from the lips of Jesus Christ. Jesus, my friend, talked more about hell than he did heaven 13 times to heaven's once. Jesus warned about this place called hell. Oh, friend, is there a hell? 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 You see, you must understand that there is a hell. And the Bible, Jesus Himself, warns over and over again about going to that place called hell. 15 times in the gospel, Jesus mentions the word hell. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 14, verse 15, the Bible said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. Isaiah 57, verse 9 said, and thou wentest to the king with ointment, and did increase thy perfumes, and did send thy messengers far off, and did debase thyself even unto hell. Ezekiel 31, 16 says, I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall when I cast him down to hell. Ezekiel 31, 17 said, they also went down into hell. Amen. Ezekiel 32, verse 21 said, the strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell. With them that help him, they are gone down. Ezekiel 32, 27 says, and they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down into hell. Amos 9, verse 2 says, though they dig into hell. Matthew 11, 23 says, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. Oh, my friend, there is a hell. Hallelujah. Luke 10, verse 15. Bible said, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. The Bible said, for God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell. We may not like to think about it, but hell is a reality. Oh, there is a hell. Is there a hell? Is there a hell? Amen. Jonathan Edwards, that great bygone preacher of many years ago, said in his famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, said that every sinner, every backslider was literally hanging over hell. Amen. And only one string, one thread is keeping them from plunging into hell. And that one thread is the mere mercy of God. Oh, my friend, there is a hell. If the teachings in the Bible concerning hell are a myth, then we have no real need for this church if there is no hell. We might as well just shut the door, shut this meeting down, and go home if there is no hell. If there is no hell, then we might as well take our Bible and throw it in the trash can. You heard me right. If there is no hell. If there is no hell, then we might as well get rid of the preacher's tell the evangelist, amen, if there is no hell, are you with me tonight? Amen. If there is no hell, then there is no heaven, and there is no Savior. Because if there is no hell, then Jesus Christ lied, and He has disqualified Himself. But can I tell you, church, that there is a place called hell. Hallelujah. I said there is a place called hell. Jesus warned of that place that's called hell. Warning people, don't go to hell. You see, what is a warning sign? We see them on the roadway, slow down, working on the road, bridge out, falling rock zone, all types of warning signs, even on our natural roadways, and all this road of life. Jesus has put a red light on the way to hell. Now I want to preach tonight about the red light of hell. You see, as I was praying today, and as I've been in this service tonight, I felt like there's somebody here that you've been going in the wrong direction. Amen. It's been a while since you got in the Spirit. It's been a while since you worshiped God. It's been a while since you felt the joy of heaven in your soul, your ease, and on your way out. But I feel like the Holy Ghost dealt with me today in prayer that God would love to shine the red light of hell and stop somebody from backsliding and get off the road to hell and come back to God. You know what the red light of hell is? Do you know what the red light of hell is? The red light of hell, my friend, is Calvary. Calvary. The last thing you'll see before you plunge into hell is Calvary. Oh, how many preachers have we heard and told stories behind this pulpit about giving them, amen, in a revival somewheres and preaching about getting saved, and some rebellious teenager or some rebellious young man or young lady say, I got plenty of time, I'll do my own thing before the night's over. Amen. They get an automobile accident and their life is snatched away, but the last thing they seen was a message of hope and a message of love and a message of God's love. Can it be that somebody here is right on the edge of hell and God's trying to stop you? Don't do it, my friend. Don't backslide. Don't quit. You need to come back. It's not a coincidence that you're here tonight. Help me, Holy Ghost. Pray, saint. I heard Brother Lee Stricker tell about that young boy. Two young boys sitting in the back of the church. And he said that preacher had preached to them night after night. Amen. Night after night. Amen. About hell, about salvation. They rebelled and would not pray. They thought, man, they was just super macho, you know. And said, finally, next night of revival, the pastor gets up and takes the offering. He hands it, the offering pan, to the usher. Amen. He begins to go down through the crowd and take the offering. The pastor turns around. He's looking toward the back of the church or something like that. And all of a sudden, when that offering pan gets around them back seat of them boys and it passes them, they're so brave in their wicked, vile ways that one of them spits in the offering pan. And while he spits in the offering pan and the pastor's got his back to the congregation, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost come on the pastor and said, somebody, amen, just crossed the deadline. Somebody just cut themselves off. Amen. The pastor whirled right around and said, I don't know who you are, but the Holy Ghost just told me that you cut yourself off. Amen. And Brother Lee said, before the midnight hour, that boy was in an automobile accident. Amen. lift your hands, sir. Can y'all feel that? No! Oh! I speak as a fool. And I was in revival at Dallas Lakes this year in January. I think you were there, Brother Jonathan, at last night. Your dad was there. I preached all that week. Conviction was so strong in every service. I have never seen conviction so strong in a service, but on that Friday night, the place was jammed back. They had set out chairs. Chairs was in the aisle. They're sitting out there in the back, just packed out house. Brother Lakes, I preached a message, and the Holy Ghost come by. Nothing new with me, but the grace of God swung by there one more time. Brother Russell, the Holy Ghost was pulling, trying to get somebody to come, trying to get somebody to come, trying to get somebody to pray. And all of a sudden, folks were standing, and I had never done this before. But Brother Perryman, I started crying. And beyond, I couldn't control myself. I started weeping. I started groaning and walking across the platform. I couldn't preach no more. I was just so broken hearted. I was just so crushed. And all of a sudden, the entire church begins to cry and weep. And there's an elder lady on this side that hardly ever moves. Said she was standing. And all of a sudden, she started screaming to the top of her lungs. Run! 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 That was in January. March, they're having a meeting before Allentown. Brother Bill Houston is there. And they said the Holy Ghost moved again. And the same way, scream and run. Run, 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 run. Oh, have you ever seen God reach for somebody? Have you ever seen God reach? Have you ever seen the Holy Ghost with mercy and with love and compassion reach for somebody that was being disobedient and disgruntled and running from God? I appreciate Sister Sharon's honest heart, but I don't feel like I'm preaching to her. There's a man here I'm preaching to. You're getting careless. When you get careless, you get cold. And when you end up getting cold, it ain't too long you get caught. And the Holy Ghost just whispered to my heart, and I felt it stronger a while ago during the song service over here. I felt like a prodigal son was waving by to the Father's house. You're on your way out. Amen. You've got ideals. You've got plans. But I felt the Holy Ghost there with my heart. He's going to try to twirl you around. Try to point you back to Calvary. Try to pull you back in. Oh, God. Oh, God. I was at a backslider's house just last Thursday. Last Thursday. We could go from last night. Me and Brother Maxson was dealing with a backslider, preacher boy that backslid away from God about a week before I took my little church, trying to get him to come. He wouldn't pray. He talked good. I've called two or three times a week. I've been to his house several times trying to get him to come. And oh, his wife, Brother Maxson, looked at him and said, "Son, you might not be too far right now, but you're going to go farther." Brother Maxson didn't know. I done told him. I said, "You're in the ditch right now, son, but there's a bluff ahead of you. I'm trying to pull you out of the ditch. I think we can do it." Oh, Oh, has the pastor been calling you? Has the pastor been near your house? Has the pastor's wife called you? Has the pastor been dealing with you and your spouse? Has the pastor been trying to get you to... Come on. You're sitting too far back. You used to not sit that far back. You used to be on up here. But now, look. Oh, you see in your own heart. Preacher, nobody knows right now. Yeah, but there's a Holy Ghost that sees your heart. There's a Holy Ghost that sees you in the midnight hour. There's a Holy Ghost, amen, that's trying to rescue you. I'm preaching about the red light of hell. And I feel the Holy Ghost saying, stop! Stop, sinner! Stop, backslider! Stop! 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 Get off the road to hell! Get off the road to destruction! Turn around! Lift your hands right now. Church, lift your hands and pray. You're here tonight, you're lost without God. I love you. I'm not trying to preach you to you to be mean or to scare you. This church knows me. I've preached sure enough to know they know that. I don't use scared tactics. But I must be honest with you. There is a hell. Holy Ghost, have your way. Obey God. You're not here by coincidence, sir. Your marriage is in trouble. Capital letters, trouble. Explanation. I mean, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in trouble up to here. You don't know what you're going to do. This altar's open. The Holy Ghost said, run. Get up right now. Come on, Sabrina, you know. The Holy Ghost said, run right now. Come on. Don't even hesitate right now, friend. You're here cold on God. You're here indifferent. You're a backslider. You're lost without God. Come on. Pray, saints. Come right now before destruction comes on you. Oh, God. Oh. I don't just feel that conviction. I feel that the consequences after. You don't feel that? I can just feel that conviction, but I feel that if you don't, stop. I ain't been here. I don't know what the preacher's been preaching. Same girls.
It is an easy.
This altar's open right now.
Stand up.
Come
in
on.
Hell.
Where are you at tonight?
Heaven built a barricade.
Where are you at tonight?
Time rotted the wood.
Is the Lord talking to you?
And rusted the nails.
Come on, friend.
But there's still
young lady has got talking to you.
That stands
sir.
In your way. There is a cross in your way.
Oh, God.
Mercy.
Oh, God. Come on.
There's
come
just
on.
One way.
You're cold.
Your
you're no cold.
Can be lost.
Hey, friend.
Gotta trample
the Holy Ghost
the
don't lie. I said the Holy Ghost don't lie. You're here. You're here. You're here.
No, it's not easy to stray.
Come on. Come on. Come on, young ladies. Come on.
There
sir, ma'am.
Is a cross in your way.
Devil's trying to destroy your home. Devil's trying to destroy your marriage. Devil's trying to destroy your life.
The gates open
Come on.
Wide.
Oh, God.
The road gets broader.
Help Sister Sharon, Lord, for her sincerity.
And your easy street living. Just letting things slide. Can't skip down the lane. Pick the wild flower.
Oh, God.
There is a cross in your way.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
A wall of mercy and grace.
Come on. Come on, backslider.
There's just one way. Your soul can be lost. You've got to trample the blood. Climb over the cross.
Oh, God.
No, it's
Please
not
help me, Holy Ghost. Please help me, Holy Ghost. My words have fallen short. Please help me, Holy Ghost. Please help me, God. Oh, God. Where's your soul? Where's your soul? Where are you at with God tonight?
Oh, all of mercy and grace.
Stop!
There's
Come on back!
One way. Your soul can be lost.
Oh, God! Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's it. Oh, God. Oh, God, I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you, God. I need you, Lord. I need you.